You're listening to a Sun Life podcast. We pray that you be blessed by the teaching of God's word. For more information, visit sunlife.org.au. Enjoy the sermon.
Word of God and teach from God's word. And this morning here, I just want to say a happy Mother's Day to all the mums here at Sun Life Church. We want to celebrate not just only mums, as we've heard via Jason. We want to celebrate all the amazing women that God has been so kind in blessing us with. So whether you're a mother, a grandmother, a stepmother, an auntie, a sister, a mother-to-be, yeah, we want to say thank you so much for being part of our lives, for helping us grow into the people that God wants us to grow into. It's a partnership as we grow together. So thank you for joining us. And to celebrate the day, what we're going to do, as Jason already mentioned, is after service, we've got some morning tea. Please, before you duck off, grab something to buy, to eat. We've got all hot drinks for free. So whether it's a hot chocolate or a chai latte, please enjoy yourself. And we've got a couple of photo booths for you to capture the occasion with us. Gents, maybe this is a great opportunity for us to let the ladies go first. Yeah, let them enjoy their day. We can sit back and we can chat and then we can eat whatever's left. All right? Now, I've got a message here for all the ladies today. But I also want the fellas to listen up as well. Because I want to talk about a woman of beauty. So fellas, this is the type of lady that you should pursue. If you are single, if you are looking for someone, take note. You will thank me later on. All right? If you are in a relationship, so if you've got a girlfriend or you're married, well, you want to be praying. You want to be encouraging that your partner will be this type of woman. Amen? So it's a message for everyone. But specifically, I will be addressing ladies, okay? A woman of beauty. Now, if you have your Bible, turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Okay, let me read the Word of God, and then I'll give you some observation. Here's the Word of God, 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won over without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Do not let your adorning be external, the braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husband, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. That's the word of the Lord. Let me highlight two things a woman of beauty must pursue. Number one, the external beauty of conduct. Number two, the internal beauty of the soul. They're the two things I want to discuss this morning. So I'm going to pray and I'm going to invite God's Holy Spirit to be our great teacher this day. Let me pray. Father God, as I expound your word, I need you and I invite your spirit to be our great teacher as we look into your word, and we invite you to be our amazing teacher right now. Teach us your truth, but may we not just be hearers, but also doers of your word. So would you help me in this time? Would you open our eyes and our ears right now to receive your word? In your son's name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Are we ready? The first point is this, the external beauty of conduct. If you want to be a woman of beauty, you must pursue the external beauty of conduct. Look in verses 1 and 2 again. He says, likewise, wives, be subject. Some translation, we have the word submit to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives when they see your respectful and pure conduct. Let's stop right there. See, previously in this particular letter here, in chapters 1 and 2, Peter was addressing the relationship in society. All right. he talks about Christians respecting and submitting to the authorities of figures like kings and governors and rulers, right? And he says that this is the way of Jesus. If you follow Jesus, you have to be people who respect those in authority. But right here in chapter 3, he addresses the relationship in the homes, especially wives and husbands. And the text is very clear. The text says, wives, respect, be a subject, submit, all right, to your own husband. When we hear the word submission, submit, a lot of the times we go, wait a minute, this is old school teaching. I live in a world today where I am not going to submit to anyone. But let me say this, that this is not the first time we see this in Scripture. We see that model throughout Scripture. Paul also talks about that. See, the Apostle Paul, he writes this to the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22. He says, wives, submit. That word again. Submit yourselves to your own husband as you do to the Lord. You see that? That is the design of God, that wives are to respect, submit, honor your husband. And at this point here, let me just make this very, very clear, Sun Life Church. Listen carefully. This is no way implying that God sees women less than men. No way. Why? Because you need to read Scripture in its entirety. The Bible is very clear that both male and female, we are equal. All right? Galatians 3, right? There's no male, there's no female. We are one in Christ, which means we are equal. All right? Genesis chapter 1, at the very beginning of the Bible, when God created, right? What? Male and female in his very own image. All right? So when we read passages like this, we must understand the entirety of Scripture. There have been some crazy Christians out there, especially fellas, who highlight, say, 1 Peter chapter 3. All right? Ephesians chapter 5. See, woman, listen to me. That's what the Bible says. They photocopy it and they put it on the fridge. They memorize those verses. See, the Bible says you better submit. I say jump, you say how high, right? That is not the context here, right? We need to understand the Bible in its entirety, right? But there is a pattern, all right? Biblically, the relationship between a man and a wife is that wives, you are to respect, you are to submit to your husband. But if you know your Bible, Ephesians 5 talks about husband, you are to love her the same way as Christ loved the church. Is that right? And what did Christ do for the church? You and I, what did he do for us? He died for us. There it is, gents. You want her to submit to you? You'd be willing to die for her? You take your pick. You tell me which one's easier. I'll take the submission any day, all right? But you see how the relationship is there. If you want your wife to submit, to honor and respect you, you must be like Jesus. You must have the grace like Jesus. You must serve like Jesus, fellas. You must love like Jesus, fellas. You must be humble like Jesus, fellas. And when you are like Jesus, I tell you right now, she'll submit, she'll respect you very easily. I mean, I read something during the week. I saw this relationship logic during the week, and it was so helpful. And I want to show this to the guys out there so it helps you to understand what it means to serve and be humble. Look at this. I'm going to show this relationship logic. All right? I'm using my wife, Tran, and I as an example. All right? So when I am wrong and Tran is right, the outcome is this. Tran is right. You just got to understand that, gents. Now look at the next one. If I am right and Tran is right, Tran is right. Gents, you got to get that. Here's the next one. If I am right and Tran is wrong, Tran is right. Tran is right. And look at this. If I'm wrong and Tran is wrong, I'm wrong. You get that right, gents? Bob's your uncle. All right? So we need to understand that when we come to passage about submitting, we have to do our part in loving and serving. Yeah? And being humble. But the text says here, Peter would say, wives, you are to submit, you are to be subject to your own husband, all right? especially if your husband does not obey the word. What is that? The word of God. Here's the context. Here's the context. You need to understand the context. There were couples in that church who were pagan worshippers. They did not know Jesus, but the wives, they came to encounter Jesus first, but not the husband yet. And Peter is saying, you don't pack your bags and leave your husband. You don't say, well, I'm following the ways of Jesus, and because you don't follow Jesus, I don't want anything to do with you. No, he says you are to be committed to your husband. You are to be faithful to your husband, even if he doesn't obey the word of God, and you are to continue to submit and respect your husband. And the Bible says, look carefully, right? Win him over to the Lord without a word. That's the Bible, without a word. Now, I don't know if the default for most women in society back then, or maybe even today, the temptation is to nag, nag, nag until you get what you want. I don't know. Can I share something with the ladies out there about men? I do know a bit about being a man. By nature, men are very stubborn creatures. They're very, very stubborn. And the nagging technique in getting men to do your work will only feed his stubbornness. It's like throwing petrol on a naked fire. Let's say you want him to do a few things around the house. Fix the side gate, install the bookcase for the kids, clear out the gutter because winter is around the corner, book that family holiday that he promised before the pandemic. If you keep nagging him to do those things, I can say there's a very good chance he won't do it. And most likely he will go and do the exact opposite. All right, that's just some advice right there. And Peter says this to these ladies in the church, win your unsaved husband over without words. But how? With a respectful and pure attitude, conduct. He says that in the text, that you may win them over to the Lord through your conduct. And that's a mark of a beautiful woman, where externally she wants to conduct herself in a way where the people closest to her draw closer to Jesus. That is a beautiful woman. What is that saying? Action speaks louder than words. Let's say, wives, you want your husband to read the Bible more. That's a wonderful thing to desire. You want your husband to worship the Lord passionately. You want your husband to attend church with you. You want your husband to be praying with you daily. Instead of nagging him and manipulating him or giving him the silent treatment, all right, think about your conduct. Maybe encourage him once or twice and then model it. Maybe you read the Bible more. Maybe you pray more. Maybe you be regular at church service. Maybe you model passionate worship. Let your conduct do the talking. And I really believe that our conduct, our action will always trump our words as we model it. Because I do know for a fact that once you begin to say something over and over and over again, it becomes like a broken record, and fellas, they just become stubborn and they put up these barriers in their ears and they won't hear anything. But when you begin to live it out and your conduct is something they see, it will change them, it will draw them closer to Jesus. And that's what we see in the text. In fact, Peter also mentions about this to all Christians in the previous chapter, in chapter 2, verse 12. He says this, live such godly lives among the pagans that though they accuse you for doing wrong, they may see your good deeds, your conduct, there it is, and do what? Glorify God on the day he visits us. And what Peter's saying is that for some of these people here, the pagans, they look at you and they're going to accuse you and they're going to judge you. Don't worry. Keep doing good deeds. Keep doing good things. And you never know, on the day the Lord visits, which means the day he returns, the very last hour, some of them will glorify, some of them will come to know Jesus. There are some of us here this morning. You want your loved ones to meet Jesus. You want your husband, your son, your daughter, your colleague, whoever. Maybe it's time to live it out, show them through your godly conduct, and trust in the word of God that for some of them on the very last breath, when they are about to pass away or when Jesus returns, they will glorify him. That God has his plan and we don't give up on people. We keep loving people, we keep modeling it, and we trust that God will do what he wants to do. Do you know that Augustine, the great church forefather, some 350 years after Jesus, some of you might have read some of his writing, his mother Monica, she loved the Lord, but his father didn't. And they found out in some of his writing, and this is what he wrote about Monica, his mother, and I read his writing. Augustine writes this, she, that's Monica, his mother, served her husband as her master and did all she could to win him for you by her conduct, by which you made her beautiful. Finally, her husband at the end, she gained for you. You see, Monica, she modeled godliness. And at the very end, her husband came to know the Lord. That's the very first thing, ladies, I want to encourage you. Externally, work on your conduct. That's the mark of a beautiful woman. Ask yourself the question, how am I going in that area? Is my conduct drawing others to God or shoving them away? Amen? That's the first thing. Secondly, is the internal beauty of the soul. Of the soul. Look in verse 3 and verse 4. Do not let your adorning be external. The braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry or the clothing you wear, but let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. You know, clearly there were some ladies in this particular church where they got a bit too carried away, maybe putting too much focus on the external beauty, a lot of time, a lot of energy on getting their hair right and excessive jewelry, expensive clothing. Now, let me say this, that there is nothing wrong with wearing fancy clothing. All right, there's nothing wrong with wearing Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Versace, Target, expensive cars, watches and jewelry. There is nothing wrong. Let's not read the text and go to the other extreme like some Christians in the past where they say that you can only wear the color gray and the color beige. You know, they say things like you can't have haircuts or makeup is from the devil. All right, don't do that. That's not what the text is teaching us. My lovely wife, who's not here, she's serving Sun Life Kids. She has purchased me facial cream for aging men. Clearly, she's into beauty. Okay, and that's why I still look 16, right? All right. She appreciates beauty. There's nothing wrong with physical beauty, all right? What's that saying? If the house needs painting, paint the house, right? Paint the house. But in this particular church here, Peter were addressing some ladies who were overly concerned with their physical beauty. I mean, the world today hasn't changed. You go to any Maya or David Jones department store and you are bombarded with what beauty looks like. Is that right? The very first floor you walk into, the very first section is what? The cosmetic department. Yeah? It will tell you, to be beautiful, you've got to look like this. And this is how you ought to smell. And we have all these models, pictures of all these models to show you what you look like if you buy our products. Yeah? And that's what the world tells us. And where do they put all the bloke section? Like all the electronics and all the bloke socks and fishing gear. Where do they put our section? At the very top. Yeah? At the top floor, level 5, right? But they put all the ladies at the very bottom. That's why I feel today there's so much pressure for ladies. And here's the scary thing. That you don't have to go to Maya or David Jones. The world is actually educating us on the palm of our hand. Social media, the internet tells us this is what beauty looks like. And the pressure is so huge for young women. And study tells us the majority of ladies today, they feel they never measure up. They feel ugly, they feel unlovable, they feel inferior to all these models out there. That's so sad, but that's the world we live in. Parents, if you have young daughters, you have to understand that, and you must tell them that beauty is not what the world is telling you. The Word of God says this. Peter says, dress yourself with the imperishable beauty which is located in the hidden person of the heart. That's quite interesting language, but what that literally means is that ladies, put energy in dressing up the inner person. Spend more time dressing up the inner person than the outer person. Still dress the outer person, the external, but spend more time dressing the inner person. Now, I have to be extremely careful how I say this next part here. They say, on average, a woman takes longer to get ready than a man. They say that on average. And there's many reasons why, and many good reasons why she takes longer. She might try on one dress, and it doesn't go well with her shoes. So she changes the shoes. But the shoes might be a bit too high. So she changed the whole outfit. But the outfit doesn't match her bag. Then she starts over again. And in the meantime, the guy's in the car. Holy Spirit's teaching the guy patience, grace, long-suffering, forgiveness, and the list goes on and on and on. That's what research tells me. It doesn't happen in my household. They say, ladies, they take a bit longer. But ladies, let me be honest with you. If we spend hours upon hours to get the outer person ready and only seconds to dress up the inner person, we need to change our priority slightly. The Bible says right here is dress up the inner person. That's the literal translation of Peter's writing. What is beauty in the eyes of God is when a woman spends time and effort and energy and dress up the inner person, the inner soul, the areas that God sees. And that is what is precious in the eyes of God. You know, when I was a teenager, a lady in my church, she gave me this plaque. It was a plaque from Proverbs 31. If you know Proverbs 31, it's the Proverbs on a godly woman. She gave this to me, and I thought she mistaken it for someone else. Like, why is she giving me a Proverbs 31 where it talks about a beautiful woman? And then I realized, she said, hey, Ben, this is the type of woman you ought to pursue. Know this proverb, and this is the type of lady that is beautiful in the eyes of God. And verse 30 says this, charm is deceptive and beauty is fleeting, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. You know, when we fear the Lord, we want to do what is pleasing to Him. And the beauty that has the power to please God is dressing the inner soul. You understand that? Ladies, dress your inner soul with a quiet and gentle spirit that is pleasing in the sight of God. If you spend hours dressing the external person, then you got to make sure you spend even more time dressing the internal person. But maybe God is saying to you this morning through the Word of God is that you need to reassess how you're dressing yourself. Spend more time dressing the inner soul. Work on areas of gentleness, areas of respecting your husband, areas of this silence. That is pleasing. That is beautiful in the sight of God. The reality is this, the external will fade away. The internal, never. I visited someone from our church last week who's in hospital. And as we were praying, I said to that person, hey brother, isn't it wonderful that even though the external is fading away, we know the internal is being renewed day by day. We know that this internal is being more made like Christ. And this brother here in our church is not doing too well, but we laughed, we smiled, we prayed together, we held hands. And Paul talks about that. In 2 Corinthians 4:6, he says, so we do not lose heart, though the outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. If you know the inner self is the one that lasts, the one that's been renewed day by day, dress that one. Work on that one. The external, okay, it's important as well, but it's not going to last forever. The one internally, that's the one we should focus and put our energy on. Clothe the internal soul. It's more beautiful. And then finally, Peter concludes by saying this in verses 5 and 6. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves by submitting to their own husband as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. You know what Peter's saying? He says, the ladies in the past, they did that and they were blessed. Sarah became the mother of the nation of Israel. She was blessed because she respected Abraham. She dressed the inner. And he says, ladies today, if you do the same, well, you'll be blessed because in the past, they were blessed and so were you. And not only you'll be blessed, like Sarah, you'll be a blessing to others. Dress the inner self. You will be a blessing to those around you. Those two things again for the ladies here at Sun Life Church. Number one, the external beauty of conduct, the way you conduct yourself, the internal beauty of the soul. Dress the soul, and I promise you, you'll be a woman of beauty. Amen. Work on those things. Let me pray for all the ladies here. So can I invite, if possible, all the ladies to be upstanding because I want to pray for you. I want to bless you. All the ladies be upstanding. I want to pray for you. I believe that as I pray for you, God will bless you. You know, what a wonderful community. We look all the ladies here. I really pray and I really hope that through the teaching of God's word, it doesn't go through one ear and out the other. But as you begin to listen and meditate and ponder on the word of God, there are areas where God says, daughter, work on that. Daughter, change in that area. The word of God is not to condemn us. The word of God is to help us be more like his son. And my prayer is that from this Mother's Day to the next, in the next 12 months, you will grow in beauty in the eyes of your Father in heaven. And not let the world dictate and tell you what beauty is. So Father God, I pray for all these beautiful women standing before me. Lord, they are all created in your image. They are so loved by you. They are so precious in your sight. And like every one of us here, we are people who are on a journey. We are doing our best to follow Jesus, to be like Jesus. We are not perfect. We are still a work in progress, but we are so grateful that your Holy Spirit is with us. And God, your Spirit guides us and your Spirit leads us. So right now, I pray for more of your Spirit upon all these ladies who are standing before you this day. God, whisper in their soul that they are beautiful. They are precious. You love them dearly. You sent your son to die for them. Lord, I pray that they hear the wonderful voice of your Spirit, that they are so beautiful and not what the world is telling them. And God, I pray for every single woman here, God, that you'll work on the external beauty of conduct, that she'll be someone who would be gentle, God, in the way she, you know, relates to her husband or her son or her daughter or her brother or her father, everyone that she relates to, the way she conducts herself is simply like Jesus. So I pray for her, God. I also pray that she works on the beauty, the internal beauty of her soul, that she will dress her soul, the inner person, God. That she will not hear the world and focus on what the world teaches of beauty, but she will look into your word and know beauty is one who dresses the inner person, the inner soul. Saturate her soul with your Spirit, God. More of your Spirit, God. More of your Spirit and less of the flesh. So I pray for that. So Lord, would you bless all these beautiful, godly women in this church, Lord. From now to the time you return or the time they come back to you, God, keep growing them. We are so grateful for them. Thank you so much for placing them in our lives. We pray a prayer of blessing upon every single one of them. Bless them, God. Anoint them with your Spirit, God. Use them, God, to help us as husband, as father, as a son, to keep growing in the ways of Jesus. So I bless all the ladies here at Sun Life Church. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Give them a round of applause, all these ladies here. Let's all be upstairs. standing. Let's worship God. Let's sing. Let's rejoice. Let's worship right now.